Shalom, Australia. Last Sunday night and Monday was Yom HaShoah, Israel's day of remembrance for the Shoah and the heroism of our people in those dark times. The ceremony at Yad Vashem featured the lighting of 6 candles, one for each of the 6 million victims by survivors from different communities, each with their own story. In a powerful and moving speech, President Reuven Rivlin said that they have developed 2 clear approaches to how Israeli society remembers the Shoah and regards the lessons to be learned from it. The first is one that deals only with the universal aspects and lessons of the Shoah. The second is one where the Shoah becomes the lens through which we view the world. The first, the universal approach, negates the uniqueness of the Holocaust as an historical event that has no parallel that happened to us, the members of the Jewish people. Rivlin said, according to this approach, the Shoah is just one specific occurrence of genocide, and such events have happened in the past and may happen again in the history of mankind. He described this as a dangerous approach. It downplays the Shoah. It distorts history. It denies the program of systematic extermination that was aimed specifically at the Jewish people. He also rejected the other version of the Shoah, by which the Shoah and preventing it ever happening again are all that is important. Every threat is a threat to survival. Every Israel-hating leader is Hitler. According to this approach, the world is divided into 2, the righteous among the nations on the one hand and the anti-Semitic Nazis on the other. And any criticism of the state of Israel is anti-Semitism. This approach, says Rivlin, is also fundamentally wrong and is dangerous for us as a nation and as a people. No less than this, it is dangerous for the memories of the Shoah. He recommended a third approach, whereby the Shoah is understood in the light of 3 central pillars. We shall always undertake our own defense. We have a shared Jewish destiny. Beloved is man, for he was created in God's image. He ended his moving speech with the story of one survivor who came to Israel and concluded, may the memory of our brothers and sisters be bound up in the bond of life. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu refused to meet with German Foreign Minister when he visited here last week. Netanyahu scrapped talks with Sigmar Gabriel at the last minute on Tuesday after Germany's top diplomat pressed on with plans to meet with Israeli rights group Breaking the Silence and B'Tselem. In an interview with Germany's biggest selling daily, Netanyahu defended his decision. He said foreign diplomats are welcome to visit, to meet with civil society activists and members of the opposition and anyone else they'd like, but my red line is that I will not meet diplomats who come to Israel and lend legitimacy to fringe radical groups that falsely accuse our soldiers of war crimes and undermine Israeli security. Pointing out that the meeting with the activist groups was held a day after Israel was commemorating the victims of the Shoah, Netanyahu said it was particularly insensitive. Germany has not only been Israel's staunch ally, but has also been cautious in public criticism of the Jewish state. However, tensions have grown over settlement building in the West Bank. All 100 U.S. senators signed a letter to the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Thursday demanding an end to the unacceptable anti-Israel bias in the international body. The U.S. representative to the U.N., Nikki Haley, has been an outspoken friend of Israel since taking up the position. She will visit Israel in June, having delayed her visit until after President Donald Trump comes next month. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas told Israel last week it would no longer pay for electricity for Hamas-ruled Gaza, a move that could lead to a complete power shutdown in the territory. Israel does not engage directly with Hamas regarding the Islamic group as a terrorist organization. Although it did not explicitly explain the reason for the move, Palestinian Prime Minister Rami Al-Hamdallah said on Wednesday at an event in Ramallah that the lifting of the sanctions depended on Hamas moving towards reconciliation. He said, I think there is a golden and historic chance to regain the unity of our people. Hamas should relinquish control of Gaza. The Shalva National Center, the largest and most advanced facility for children with disabilities in the world, was opened on Thursday. The $54 million facility in Jerusalem will serve as a community and sports center for the disabled. It will serve people with disabilities of all ages, religions, and ethnicities free of charge. The facility includes an accessible semi-Olympic hydrotherapy pool, a fitness room with specialized equipment, and a 400-seat auditorium. It will also be a home to Jerusalem's first public inclusive playground with disability-accessible installations and municipal preschools geared to serving disabled children. The dedication ceremony was attended by Israeli Olympic judoka Or Sasson, who started a judo school for disabled children at the center. On the eve of Israel's 69th Independence Day celebrations, it was announced that the population of the country is 8,680,000. Israel is home to 43% of world Jewry, the highest percentage since the destruction of the first temple more than 2,500 years ago. In 1948, there were just 806,000 people in Israel, less than one-tenth of the current number. At the time, the global Jewish population was 11.5 million, and just 6% were in Israel. This is Peter Jones-Pelach, reporting for SBS Radio, Chag Atzmaut Sameach.